A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into a synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might have a reason to accuse Jesus. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. There is a story about the man with a withered hand, that he was a stonemason who couldn't work without his hand. The reason he came to Jesus was that without his hand, he would have to be a beggar. So that was why Jesus broke the Sabbath law. We know many people unable to work because of a physical ailment. When people cannot work, they lose their dignity. To beg, "I am ashamed." It can be sickness, it can be old age, it can even be as a result of war or weather. So many people shamed by circumstances beyond their control. What makes this story even more sad is that Jesus could heal the man. Only law stood in his way. It is illegal to heal on the Sabbath. What law could be broken? God's law? But God's law can never have evil consequences. That is not the way of God. However, we see many situations where the law prevents good happening. We use law to frustrate God rather than serve God. I think today of the refugees. We want to use law to prevent them having dignity, a place to live, a job to do, children to be cared for. We cannot claim that as God's law, nor claim it as good in any way. In fact, it is an evil law. We have to speak up. We have to help these people. It is not just the suffering who will be shamed. It is us who will be shamed by history. When I was hungry, sick, naked, you did not help. God's law is very clear. Thanks for listening.